We are headed south. We're headed to the Orleans St. Bernard Parish border, what we call Bayou Bee Avenue. And as you can see, there's downtown New Orleans. You could actually see the silhouette of the buildings and the windows, and you could see the Superdome and all of that. And I mean, it's right there. So the coastal erosion problem is right at the doorstep of, you know, downtown New Orleans. And so, you know, a lot of these wetlands that we're looking at right now are very shallow. They're grassy. We used to have a lot of land in here, but because of the erosion process, it's compromised. A straightaway right here, and you had land on both sides. And I remember, you know, being in the boat and having to go straight down before I could go left or right. But now, after Katrina, you can see where the land is now gone. It's not there anymore. And the grasses have all gone. So all of these grasses help with storm protection. They curtail the wind, they block the wind, they stop the water from moving in, and you know, the land was all out here, and now it's gone. And there's downtown New Orleans right there. My dad has been a great dad, and he's always taken his boy fishing. And you know, he figured that if his boy is with him, then his boy can't get into trouble. So he always took me fishing. And you know, we lived in that area in New Orleans East, and we would have to take this road behind me to get to our favorite fishing holes. And, you know, just driving out in the morning or driving back in the afternoon after a day of fishing, you could see noticeable changes to where there once was another road here. And that road is now gone, and this one is built up, and then this one was built up even higher. And, you know, when you look at the marshland right here, you know, there used to be a high level of land out here and grasses. And now it's gone. It's open marsh and it's open water. And that's something that's indicative with coastal erosion throughout Louisiana, where once there was land and once there were grassy areas, and now it's an open bay. To me, areas like this are easy, quick fix. But again, I'm not a scientist. You know, this is something that I've just seen because I use this area for recreational purposes. I come out here and kayak until an alligator chases me, and then I quickly get out of the water. All right. There's no problem. We're close to the coast, but yet we are not on the coast. And we can't relate to Morgan City or Houma or Grand Isle, because a lot of people in New Orleans have never even been to those locations. They have not seen the water up to the doorsteps. They haven't seen it firsthand. I mean, in the city, you're surrounded by concrete and asphalt and skyscrapers and superdomes and, you know, buses and cars and interstates, and you become oblivious to it. You know, when I talk to my friends in the legislature who are along the coastal communities, they have a real concern that their home is not going to be there in the next decade or two. They have a real concern that they're not going to have anything to leave to their children or to their grandchildren. And I understand it. I appreciate it. 9 years ago when Katrina came, there was a real question as to whether this city would continue to exist. And there were a lot of people around the country who said, you know, how can you live there? You know, look at what happened. Why would you want to live there? Well, in California, you know, why would you want to live there? You got wildfires every year. You know, why would you want to live in Florida? I mean, you get hurricanes that beat you up from the Atlantic, the Gulf of Mexico, and they turn around and they hit you again. Why would you want to live there? You know, now a lot of them are realizing, hey, we call this area home, and they call Louisiana home, and it was wrong of them to say, Well, why would you want to live there? I'm responsible to my constituents to, one, educate them, to make them aware of the pending disaster that's out there, to show them what is at hand and how erosion is a devastating effect on our homeland. If you continue to let this erosion happen to our homeland, we're not going to have homeland anymore. It's going to be, you know, beachfront property. And so the other thing is to, whenever there's an opportunity to do legislation to jumpstart coastal protection measures or to vote for them or to vote in favor of directing money and resources to those efforts, that's what my role as a legislator is.